It's week two of boot camp, and I can gratefully say I've finally had my breakthrough. So Grey Like Stone now sits at about 5 pages. For once in my life, I'm actually ahead of schedule. I spent Monday scribbling down a whole heap of action snippets and small blocks of dialogue, kind of trying to render down that very first scene in the movie. So what I'd done last week was I'd gone too far back in the night of, you know, the catalyst for everything, and I kind of got myself too caught up. So I sort of stepped back and went, look, I've got a good handle on Delia and I've got a good handle on Sean, so let's just go with it. And I have to say, thank goodness for my knowledge of kids' books, because I found when I put Sean on the road and I had the heavy beat of the boots on the tarmac, next thing I know, I got, you know, we're going on a bear hunt playing in my head. And so that gave me a segue from Sean being on the road to Sean remembering the last time he saw his family. And it's pretty traumatic. I was sitting there writing in a cafe going, don't cry, don't cry. I got an unexpected call from Lily yesterday, so I was able to share some of what I had done with her, and I fear I sounded like an over-enthusiastic puppy because I was just so stoked that I had actually managed to break through the block that I had. And she was nodding and agreeing and saying, yep, it was pretty much on the mark, and that she'll be happy with whatever I do. But I have to be happy with what I'm doing. So all the scribblings that I did on Monday night, I downloaded Celtex again. I just decided that I'd go with what I knew, and I like it because I don't have to think too much about what goes where. So I found that I was actually, even though I wasn't typing half as fast as I normally would type, that I was typing at a reasonable speed and was getting my head around when to hit return and when to hit tab to get the right bits and pieces, so, you know, the characters and the parentheses and the action and the scene headings and the rest of it. So I have 5 pages. I'll definitely trim that down to at least 1 page. I've got a far better idea of the imagery, so I can go back in and tweak that. And so now I get to sort of move on to the middle bit, I guess, and I'll write 1 or 2 pages today. And I'm hoping that by Friday, if I continue on at this rate, that I'll have my first draft script ready to go. And what a buzz. Now as I'm writing my novella, I'm seeing it as a movie in my head and thinking, oh no, what doors have I opened in my head? It's cluttered and scary enough in there as it is. Anyway, I will hopefully be back later on this week to tell you I have a completed first draft script.